Mm-hmm. We don't see it in the text, in the sacred text.
Right. I think it's been expelled. I think when it's translated, it's been expunged.
Mm-hmm.
Sir William Burton, Richard Burton, was one of the foremost explorers in that area back in the last century. And he could speak Hindustani and several of the languages. Mm-hmm. And he wrote, and he also translated quite a bit. And when he died, they asked his wife what happened to all the original manuscripts, what had he had. And she said, "Oh, I burned all that dirty stuff."
Wow.
And he got himself fired from the East India Company for direct translation of some of his writings about up to the Hindustani and what we know now as Afghanistan, what have you. He claimed one of the largest cities in Afghanistan has something like 30 whorehouses, only one was for women.
Mm.
So the records we have. Now, another thing you look at, one thing that happened to us, can I have a little piece of that?
Yeah.
It's really off my diet, just a piece, just half a piece. It's off my diet entirely.
Don't tell your doctor about me.
No, I won't. I forgot what I was going to say, but...
Richard Burton.
Oh, take a look at it. It's interesting what we... A legacy we have comes from the Mediterranean area. Then.
Yeah.
In the Mediterranean area, you never discuss sex. No matter what happens,
mm-hmm.
you never discuss it. Therefore, it would appear that it doesn't happen. But let's take the mathematics from Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you have 100 people. To keep it simple. Half are men, half are women. Okay? The wealthier, powerful group of men can have 4 wives. So that means 13 of them. How about 13? Yeah, about 13 of them have wives. 37 of them don't. And they're going to be celibate. Well, celibacy, I don't buy anyway. I think at rare times it does happen. But I just don't laugh.
The Arab cultures have a rich homosexual underground.
Well, the interesting thing about their language is it is sexual, it's neutral when you speak of the sexes.
Hmm.
So you can write a poem about a boy, and anyone who don't know what you're writing about can assume it's a boy or a girl.
Hmm. They don't have any gender distinction when they talk about expression of love to someone.
Right.
It's so easy to get away with the homosexual
right.
side.
And they claim that 99.9% of any erotic literature they ever wrote was male-male.
Mm-hmm.
Females, of course, in Islam are almost animals. They have mm-hmm. no spiritual context. They must be owned by a man, and that man must take responsibility.
Now, we talk about extreme Islam, because we have a huge liberal population that are pretty progressive.
That's very recent. Very recent. In fact, one of the books I read a lot this last year, particularly, I was researching the Mamluks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there again, everything that could be destroyed about them in the Western world by the Catholic Church.
I was going to actually bring that up for the tape. This is great.
Yeah. Because they just whipped the hell out of the Crusaders.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading one of the... a foremost English text on it written by a Jewish researcher of Islam. And he just couldn't imagine that they were all gay. His viewpoint was that they didn't have children, they were eunuchs.
Yeah.
Which I think is a beautiful dodge from it, you know. But it was totally...
He couldn't imagine them all being homosexual, but he could imagine them being all eunuchs.
Yeah. Most of them. And he actually went way out of his way to prove that a few eunuchs did, known eunuchs, didn't take power. in during the Mamluk rule of very high in power, the Mamluk rule of Egypt and the Islamic world. But he just couldn't fathom that. It was just fascinating. Couldn't fathom it.
Oh, well, if you look at history and you know what really what happened, you would fear gay uprisings. If a society continues to repress, because we do have a history of being exceedingly violent when pushed, or when we have a chance to fight for our liberty.
Well, right now you have a situation like that in Taiwan.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime you have hooligan gangs, the press and the government label them as homosexuals.
Mm. Oh.
Most times it's not true, but that's their catchphrase for a hooligan gang.
Well, just like even people who are hate these Nazi message boards and stuff, they call them faggots. The people who are supposed to be on our side fighting Nazi call them faggots.
Yeah, the same thing's happened in Taiwan.
So it's all coming down on gay people is what it comes down to. We're being thrown in the middle of these hetero wars and being blamed for their own wars.
Mm-hmm.
And they know what they're doing. The ones at the top know what they're doing.
It's like China, most people in the West don't realize it. But since the communists took over, they have, they claim they want everybody to be literate. So what they've done, they've changed the Chinese written language to a very simplified, which means that none of the Chinese can read the classics.
Wow.
Very few of the scholars now are trained in the full Chinese language and read the classics. So anything they say, like, homosexuality is wrong, nobody can go back to the classics, say, look, everybody in classic Chinese was gay, They can't do that anymore. So.
Well, when you read these textbooks for junior high and high school in the U.S., say our history and how it evolved out of the Greeks, they have a couple of chapters on Greek history, they just bypass the whole concept that there was any homosexuality going on. It's easy just to ignore it.
Right.
And yet still say they were a great civilization and did this and that.
And there's another even more insidious thing to it. If a person does have enough curiosity to want to study the classics, let's say in Greek or Latin, there are dictionaries which the person can go to learn. It's been pointed out that some of the dictionaries in Latin and Greek, where it says, and he inserted his penis into his anus, it will be translated to, they were very good friends.
Yeah. Or, they say they put his hand on his thigh. In the Old Testament, they used to put his hand in each other's crotch to show friendliness rather than enemy.
Well, did you know the Celts? When they sealed a deal, they would suck each other's chest, nipples.
That doesn't sound as near as much fun as going a little further south.
But I mean, that was just to seal a deal.
Right, because their sexuality was part and parcel of their whole social behavior. They didn't separate the two.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's pretty here.
Oh. Yeah, was the patron saint of Ireland, St. Patrick? He refused to do that with some Celts. When he made a deal for some transportation aboard a ship, because he felt it was pagan. So it was very well documented there.
That's one of the things that sell for $3 on one of the, what I call the hippie table in front of Cody's bookstore in Berkeley. The guy himself who put this together is also homeless, ace backwards. And one of the very popular characters now in the last few years is Hate Man. And if you look at the front, there's a picture of him in the upper left corner. He's dressed in a skirt. He's dressed as a shaman, as a gay shaman. And he's very respected among the street people, and he's getting lots of recognition. Exactly. Though he doesn't talk about it directly, he fell into this all naturally. He doesn't use the word shaman anymore. He used to be a reporter for the New York Times. They had other quote-unquote prestigious positions, and he voluntarily decided it's best for him to be out in the streets. It didn't just happen to him. This is his story, and he has a philosophy of expressing your hate instead of repressing